Hi, I am here today with Natalie Orsi to discuss our study abroad plans for summer or fall semesters. So first, Natalie, where are you going for your summer program?
I'm going to Cape Town, South Africa. And then for the fall, I'm studying at the Villa in Florence, Italy.
That's very exciting. What are you studying while you're at the Villa?
Just kind of all Italian culture classes. I'm taking an art history class, and I'll be taking a basic Italian class, which will be very exciting.
Have you taken Italian before?
No, I haven't. Only Spanish, so it's going to be very
exciting.
It's going to be very interesting to see how well I do.
Yeah, you're going to eat a lot of very good food.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm really excited. I've been to Italy before, so I know what to expect, but it just makes me look forward to going even more.
Yeah, and that's very exciting. You're also starting with Cape Town, so you'll just go straight from Africa to Italy.
Well, Cape Town's at the beginning of the summer, so right when school gets out, I actually have like a week, and then I go to Cape Town. So it's a 3-week program, so it's a quick program, so I'll have a summer to still, you know, work and, you know, hang out and relax and whatnot, but I'm excited because they're two completely different countries and environments and cultures, and so it's going to be really interesting and fun to dive deep into them.
Well, that's very cool.
Where are you going?
I am going to Copenhagen. I'm going on the DIS program that takes like 40 Georgetown students.
Oh my gosh.
So it's going to be a pretty big program, and I know a lot of people going, so I think it'll be really fun. But I will be studying English and journalism while I'm there, and it's pretty full class load, but I also get to do, basically in the first couple of weeks, we do a study tour. So I'll be going to St. Petersburg in the second week to study with my class. But I'm very excited. I think it's going to be really cool. I've never been to Scandinavia before, so I'm excited to go to Denmark.
Yeah,
so it should be exciting.
Fun. What are you looking forward to about being in Europe?
I'm so excited to be so close to so many cities. I feel like this will be the only time in my life I'll have the opportunity to travel to so many places in just a couple of months. So I'm very excited. I'm very grateful that I'm getting the opportunity to do that. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure you feel the same because Italy's so close to everything.
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, I've luckily been privileged enough, and I'm so grateful for it. But I've been able to travel to Europe before, so I've just been able to see the beauty and the history and culture that they have. And it excites me to want to learn more and see more of the world, and you know, one day further my travels, maybe outside of Europe like I am kind of now, but maybe even, you know, to Asia or South America.
Yeah,
and just kind of,
it's so much closer once you're over there.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
and just cool. I feel like once you kind of start, I feel like once you get like a little nudge, you just kind of keep going.
Yeah, once
traveling,
you get comfortable. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. So it's gonna be a great experience, and Europe's just incredible, so I'm excited also just to go to so many new cities that I haven't been to, because I've mainly been to Italy, and then, you know, like France.
Yeah.
I've been to Denmark and Sweden, but I'm excited to explore those again because I went when I was really young. So it's gonna be a good time to actually relive kind of some places that I've seen but maybe don't remember to its full extent.
Yeah, it's a whole different experience when you're there with like friends and in a school setting rather than with family.
And kind of just traveling on your own too. You really grow as a person and become independent in a way that I think is just so powerful and like great for you growing as a person, so I'm excited to continue that as well.
It's very exciting.
Yeah.
It sounds like we're both going to have great fall semesters.
Exactly. That's our cue, I
think.
That's
our cue. Okay, thank you for listening.
Bye-bye.